This is going to shock you, but I sold my Amazon brand. That's right. I've been losing money on my Amazon brand. I lost over $250,000 last year selling Age of Sage products. And I decided, you know, I think somebody else might be able to run this better. This is what happens when you're successful in one area and you get pulled away. That's the agency. And your other thing that you really like doing just kind of gets put by the wayside. And that's what's happened to me. So I'm going to talk about that in this video, tell you what I did, what I'm doing about it. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. I have over 2,000 videos on YouTube where I've talked about everything it takes to sell on Amazon, from merchandising to CTR to PPC SEO and catalog troubleshooting, this and that. And 4 years ago, I actually made $250,000 selling my Monster wine glasses. And that was my last good year. Every year since then, it's kind of gotten smaller. I decided I needed to reinvent myself. I launched an Age of Sage brand and I put money into a warehouse. I went and invested in products and a lot of things went well, or so I thought. I even created these soaps. I chose a name after my daughter, thinking, oh, I'll give my brand to her someday. And I explored all kinds of things, Sage products, tumblers. I even hired influencers in the space. This video right here cost me like $10,000 or something crazy high. I launched mom boxes. I tried Forever Roses. I mean, I really went the gamut, guys. And what happened is I was trying to take some market share, and I launched the products at low price and worked my way up. The same best practices I've been teaching for years. I still believe in those best practices. What I didn't foresee happening was new competitors coming out of the woodwork and fees going up and hijacking and Amazon randomly removing my brand registries. I did not see those things coming. So because I'm a marketer, I was able to sell thousands and thousands of units, was able to churn the product all day long, no problem. But what I'm not good at is maintaining a solid profit margin when it comes to consumer goods. I'm also not a great sourcer. Even though I've been to China, I understand it. I could teach the theory. I have videos where I even talk about sourcing, and the information I share in those videos is solid. But there's a difference between knowing how to do something and actually executing it. And so one thing that I think I'm not good at is figuring out how to create a new product, something that's in demand that somebody needs, and make it at a good enough margin that I could sustain an entire business on it, right? This is the fallacy a lot of people fall into, right? Back in the day, you could go on Alibaba, find some tweezers, sell it on Amazon, and you would make money. But not in 2024. It's too difficult these days to do some of those things. Now, I am still pro Amazon. My agency is now a $20 million annual grossing agency. I'm doing fantastic. I've bought my dream home. I've paid it off. I own an R8. I'm doing really well financially. I share that to indicate or to express why I would move away from my own product business and try and focus on what I'm really good at. Alex Hormozi teaches all the time, you got to get in the right vehicle. A product-based business vehicle will only work if you pick the right vehicle. And I didn't. I picked the wrong products. And the vertical changed. And all of a sudden, parody tumblers were not allowed, which was my entire bulk of my business, right? They got rid of it. Black Friday last year, all of a sudden Amazon yanked hundreds of my products. I never got the parody tumblers back. So I'm throwing the towel in and I have some road rash and I'm realizing, you know, my people at my agency really need me. I've got 500 employees and I was able to sell my account to somebody who is going to allow me to still use the account for content. So you'll still see some Age of Sage videos. You'll still see some of the products being sold. They might switch the products up over the next couple of years. That'll be their prerogative. But we did have a solid idea, but our execution was unprofitable. I was spending something like $26,000 a month just on warehouse labor. And if I could just take that one expense away, I would be profitable. But I couldn't manufacture soap, right? So if you look at these products and we click into some of this, we bought the bar soaps in loaves and then cut them and then put them into our own packaging, right? And then tried to sell them at a profit. We're running a little bit of sales right now, trying to lower some of the product inventory that we were overstocked on before the new owner does some new purchases on the SKUs that they want to focus on. But that's the skinny, right? Everybody has a zone of genius. And I believe my zone of genius is in marketing as it relates to e-commerce. Now, I'm also really good at being a leader within my agency space and leading people to a mission and teaching and creating educational content. So I'm an educational marketer, which is kind of what the vibe you may have received if you've watched dozens of my videos on the channel. And I have gone the gauntlet. I have shared every trade secret I can think of. And I've been attacked by the hijackers. And any good thing that's ever happened to me that I've published has been taken down, attacked, or hijacked, copied by the Chinese, copied by whoever, and ripped off, right? So all of the wins that I have built by selling the products and publishing the content has hurt me. But the win is far greater than that pain. I might have gotten a bruise. I may have even broken a bone on occasion. But today, this content, this educational content, is what helped me build a $20 million annual grossing agency with 500 employees, more than 400 brands that we currently work with. So some of you watching this are going to say, well, if Stephen Pope can't do this, then I can't do it either. And there's a caveat there, right? If you understand logistics and sourcing, chances are you're going to succeed on Amazon. That is now more important than marketing. You must have that precursor locked down first. And typically, most of my clients, those 400 clients, are really good at sourcing product or logistics, getting it from point A to point B. And then my marketing team comes in and does their magic, and we're off to the races. So I fully expect my agency to be highly successful servicing Amazon brands. I'm still pro Amazon. I don't think there's another platform out there that will come and really take any market share from Amazon anytime soon. TikTok Shop and Temu, they don't have good reorder rates. They're clever ideas, but just like all of the former clever ideas, you might even put Shopify in that mix, Jet, and I could think of a couple other lesser known ones like Rakuten and some other ones. They have fallen by the wayside. There's just a problem here that Amazon has a huge domination, and that is they own the logistics, which is back to kind of my root theory here. If you're good at logistics, you're going to be good on Amazon. And that's because Amazon is a logistics-based platform. Sourcing is very much a logistics avenue. If you can't get the right product to the right place at the right price, you're going to be in for a bad time. The day and age of Alibaba buying and selling lookalike Me Too products, I think in 2024, has come to a close. Now, here is the interesting part that you didn't see coming. I now do retail arbitrage, and I have another account where I'm making millions of dollars selling retail arbitrage. And if you watch my content from 5 years ago, at that time, I was declaring retail arbitrage dead and saying, get into private label, which is a very interesting cycle. So I have some bruises. I lost $250,000 on my Age of Sage account last year, but I have made a lot, millions of dollars in my own pocket in net profits from my agency and retail arbitrage. So I'm now selling name brands on another account, which is hidden and I've never revealed and I never will, just because I'd rather make those millions of dollars in secret. I don't need YouTube views to continue that. But I do need YouTube views to get my agency some clients. And so you will continue to see some private label content from me here. And I still believe in the model as long as you are good at logistics or sourcing. And I will continue being the marketer. I'll also officially say, It's easier to run an agency than it is to run an Amazon brand, but it's not for everybody. And if you want to learn more about how to run an Amazon agency, I am first and foremost an educator, and I do sell all of my trade secrets. So click on this link here if you want to learn more about how to run your own agency, get it off the ground, or scale it.